Today, the U.S. Department of Justice announced it'll work with police in Chester, Pennsylvania, to help build trust with residents. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports the partnership comes after a number of police-involved shootings that prompted community outrage.
In February, Chester police pursued 33-year-old Shalimar Longer into a residential neighborhood and unleashed nearly 100 rounds into his vehicle, killing him. Police-involved shootings like this one are too common in Chester and the United States, says Mayor Thaddeus Kirkland.
I've watched a lot of news reports and law enforcement engagement or involvement. It always ended in a very tragic way.
Sworn into office in January, Kirkland promised to bring in the Department of Justice to shape up the police department. Noble Ray, with the Justice Department's Community-Oriented Policing Division, explains exactly what they'll look at.
There's officer-involved shootings, community-oriented policing, building trust, training and employee development, data collection, and crime analysis.
The federal government will pay for the two-year process, which starts with an outside assessment and a list of recommendations, followed by periodic check-ins as to whether Chester police are taking the suggestions. Making changes based on the recommendations is completely voluntary, but Chester Police Commissioner Darren Alston says he'll do it.
We're going to follow as what the recommendations are.
Does that mean that you'll be changing police department policy?
If need be, yes.
The first step in bridging that trust gap with police will come on June 16th, when the Department of Justice will hold a listening session with residents. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.